Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to Cleaning Awesomeness. You have been so amazing by sharing the show with every known person in the cleaning universe, as well as subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. If you have left a review, I want to personally thank you. The way that we do that is if you're not already a member of the free Facebook group, join that now and just tag me in a comment letting me know that you subscribe, rate, and reviewed on the show so I can reach out and say thank you. Personally, if you want the latest and greatest on how to get the financial and time freedom that probably got you into the cleaning business in the first place, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. We are always putting up new cool stuff, free content, bonus stuff, all sorts of things you need to grow your cleaning company. Check it out now, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Kayla Moore from Soul Nation Cleaning. Soul Nation is local. I never get to talk to people in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and she is here in Scottsdale. She started her business a year and a half ago, and she's been serving the Scottsdale area. Kayla, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to have you. So how did you find Cleaning Nation? It's so funny. We talk to people all over the world, and I finally got a neighbor. How did you run into us?
I just happened to be on YouTube one day in the beginning of my venture of trying to start my company, just trying to get some information of what to do. So I usually watch you on Grow My Cleaning Company and Clean Guru.
And, nice.
Yeah, so that's how I am familiar with Grow My Cleaning Company podcast.
All right, so which one is your favorite, and which of the hosts is better looking? No, I'm just kidding. Don't answer either of those.
to be totally honest, personally, I've gotten more help with Grow My Cleaning Company just based off the fact that you get to hear from other companies and what they think, and you're getting the mindset from all over. So, I listen to both. But I do listen
All right, good. That was the right answer. I won't edit you out in like overdub you going, you're the best, Mike. I believe you better.
I believe in honesty.
All right, sister. Fantastic. Well, in that vein of trying to help out, what's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
Like we previously discussed, I've been in my own business for about a year and a half, but I've been in the cleaning business for about 5 years now. And I would like to have help on how to appeal to luxury condo units and to be their weekly, or I guess to say monthly cleaning. I don't even know what to say monthly. That's the best way to ask that question. My help today is to ask how to appeal to luxury condos in Scottsdale.
Okay.
That's a simple way to ask the question.
Happy to help, and I can tell you're a listener because you've already got half the battle won in that you've chosen a niche, and it's a specific niche, right? It's not just residential people in Scottsdale. It's luxury condos. So I love, that's a great niche. And again, we're in Scottsdale, so Scottsdale's golf and high-end and expensive, and so again, if you're in like South Phoenix, I don't know any other neighborhoods, but if you're in South Phoenix, luxury condo is not great. But in this area, Scottsdale, that's a great, good deal. So you've won half the battle, but just by picking your niche. So I want to encourage you on that. You're already farther ahead of people that think they're going to get further by just doing being everything to everybody. All right. Now, it's going to be the same thing I coached before, but we're going to customize it to you. We need a market message media match. So let's talk about your market first. What are their biggest pains? What do they need? What makes their lives unhappy, happy? What moves their meter?
From my personal experience, which is within that kind of setting, because of the condos, the management will like to keep the luxury up So they're pretty particular about things being in place.
Okay, and real quick, are you looking to sell the... I should have asked this question right off the bat. I assumed, and that's my fault, I should ask better questions, that you were talking about the owners of the condos wanting you to clean their personal residences, but there's also an opportunity that you're talking about... So are you talking about that?
The commercial building, the whole entire building itself. So the upkeep of the maintenance of the building. So if their lobby, their common areas, their gym, their public restrooms, their lounges and such, those such things.
Gotcha. Okay. So back to that. So good. So they're obviously paying is going to be very different than the owners of the condos themselves. And I would encourage you, so many people think it's the same. Well, I'm already at the condo. I'll clean the people on the inside. Nope, don't do that. They're totally different jobs, totally different markets. Perfect. Okay.
More of a pain just because you're dealing with their personal home than a common area space.
Right. And just different, they have different pain, right? They're interested in different things. The pain the condo people have is very different than the condo owners have. Okay. So now that we're both on the same page, and again, my bad for not clarifying earlier, the owners of the condo, first of all, do we know who the decision maker is? That's always the big step. Is it a board? Is it a person? Is it a manager? Do you know who's making the decision yet?
From my experience and the places that I've been reaching out, it's a little bit half and half. Some are property management, and some are they assign a particular person for that building to do the hiring of those particular services.
Do we know what that person's title is?
I've spoken to one, and he was just the facility manager.
Okay,
so the condo manager, or that's just the best way I can. I think that's
okay. So we're gonna have to speak to a. Okay, we're going to have to speak to a lot more. First and foremost, we're going to kind of want to break that down. And this is why you niche, right? If you just try to do one bid, you wouldn't know any of this stuff, and it wouldn't be worth finding it out. But if this is going to be your bread and butter, totally worth it. So far, it sounds like you've got at least two customers within your niche, one being a property manager and probably a specific condo property manager, right? I'm guessing the same company that manages the condos doesn't manage Class A office space downtown, right? They probably specialize in condos. Fair?
Very fair.
Okay. So that's one avatar or one target is the property manager. And guess what? She's going to have a very different pain, and you're going to have to use different copy with that person than, I'm just going to say, a facilities manager. So I'm just making this stuff up. You're going to have to find out the real stuff. So say the property manager is going to be female, young, early 20s, single. This is her first or second job out of college, and that's her demographic. And I'm totally making this up. You're going to have to find out the truth. Say if it's a facilities manager who's on site, maybe he's a 45-year-old man. He's been married. He's got two kids. He's been there for 20 years. You see how they're going to have totally different pains and levers and things that's going to help them make decisions. Is that a fair assumption?
Oh, yes, understood.
Okay. So first and foremost, we have to understand all of our avatars. And there might be more, right? Those might be two, and you might be like, there's actually four. So first and foremost, understand who our avatar is and who we're selling to. You definitely need title, right? Because if you're going to go online and do a search or buy a list or do anything like that, you definitely need title. Or just call them and say, hey, we're looking to talk to the facilities manager, the property manager, whatever. So that's first and foremost, get to know them. Once you have your market down, we can move to message. And the message is real easy if you're clear on their pain. If you're not clear on their pain, it's going to be nearly impossible. So again, I'm just making this up. Let's say the property manager that's professional property manager and has multiple properties is that 27-year-old woman who's single and her career is important to her and she's just out of college. We're going to speak to her, use different colors, use different images, use different verbs, words, everything very differently. Okay. So we have to find out her pain, and her pain might be, I'm young and this is my first job out of college and I really want to do well and I'm not married. So this job's kind of important to me and this is my big focus and I don't want to look stupid in front of my older boss, or I don't want to, have wasted $80,000 on an education for a job that doesn't take me anywhere. So I'm totally making this up, but do you see how that pain has nothing to do with cleaning condos? Is that, that's the... Okay. So we're going to talk to her and say, is your current, condo cleaner risking costing you your job and all the hard work you did to get it? Well, that's very compelling to her. The facilities manager might be a 47-year-old guy that's like, I've been here 27 years. I ain't never going to lose my job. I don't care. I got two kids at home. I just want to clock in, clock out, and I don't want any headache. For him, the verbiage might be, is your current facilities, your current cleaning company making your life harder? You see how totally different pain, totally different message. So step one is understand your market. Step two is craft a message that is compelling to them specifically. And I just gave you kind of two made up examples of how you would speak to each one depending on their demographic and what's important to them. Any questions so far? Are we tracking? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
I understand.
Okay. Then the third thing, and you'll start seeing the more clarity we have on number one, who they are, the easier number two and three are, right? So the next one is going to be what market should we go to, right? What media should we go to? Well, the 27-year-old female is probably going to be on Instagram, maybe Facebook, maybe part of some property manager groups on Facebook. The 47-year-old facilities manager, he might not be on any. Maybe he's on LinkedIn. Maybe he's maybe you'd have to get him through direct mail, right? Maybe he doesn't even, the internet's not his bag of tricks. So would direct mail work to the younger female? Maybe, maybe not. Would Instagram work to the older dude? Maybe, probably not. So those are the three kind of general things that we've got to do. That said, let's try and get specific. Can you do you have any kind of indicators of any of that stuff you can give me so I can maybe give you some specific advice about exactly what methods to use and what kind of messaging we can put together for them?
Well, the small example I guess I can put together is the 45 year old man or the older man who's been in the business longer. I guess I could give you a little bit of a little backdrop detail about it. So I had a call come in because I did a job one day just to scrub someone's patio. They went on vacation, la 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 la. They had a whole bunch of dust. So anyways, I gave them my business card. And he gave my business card, the owner of the condo gave my business card to the manager. He gave me a call specifically about another unit's patio. But I was previously discussing because I used to work for a different cleaning company. He was like, oh, no, I don't work for them anymore when he gave me the call. So he's like, oh, no, we don't have them anymore. So basically he was letting me know that whatever was the problem with them, they got rid of. So I'm like, okay, well, at least I know that you have a particular way you like things to be done, the reason why you fired another. So I'm trying to figure out how can I get to him again, you know, and appeal to him for him to hire me.
So that's perfect. So first thing is, did you ask him why he fired the other people?
I didn't at the time, and I'm so mad at myself because I was just so excited.
That's okay. So we can fix that. So
yeah,
before you spoke to him on the phone, you spoke to him in person. How did you communicate last time?
It was only one time, so he called me over the phone to ask how did I clean another resident's patio.
Okay, so it sounds like he's comfortable on the phone. I would call him back on the phone.
He's very comfortable on the phone.
Okay,
and,
so I'll call him back.
We had a good rapport. So it was.
I got you. Hold on. Yep. Let me get you some coaching here. So if he's comfortable on the phone, call him back on the phone, right? Because again, people are like, oh, phone's dead. Everyone wants email. Email's dead. Your direct mail's dead. Everyone wants it. It doesn't matter. It depends on what this guy wants or these people want. So it sounds like this guy's comfortable on the phone. All right. So I'd call him on the phone and just say exactly what you said to me. What's the guy's name?
His name is Frank. I believe his name is Frank.
Good. His name's Frank today. So I'd call him and say, Frank, I felt so bad. We talked last time, and I was so excited to talk to you because I specialize in luxury condos, and you manage a luxury condo. And I got so dang excited that I wanted your business. I forgot to ask you what happened to the last cleaner and what I got to do to be the next cleaner. Mm-hmm. I would just tell him exactly like that, and I'd be quiet and listen.
Okay.
So no need to do song and dance. You're just transparent, right?
That was my biggest thing. I don't want to sound needy.
I'm okay sounding needy. Sound needy for crying out loud. You are needy, right? Let's not try and be something we're not. You're not begging. You're not saying like, hey, I'll come. You're not doing anything weird. You just, I like needy to a degree, right? Like if I had you know, from a coaching standpoint, if I had one person come to me and be like, well, I don't really need any help. I've listened to a couple podcasts. I guess you know a couple things, but I'm fine. What advice do you have for me? What quality of advice do you think that person is going to get? Person going, Mike, I'm desperate. Please. Same thing. Say I'm Frank and you call me and say, listen, I know everything about condos and I don't really need you, but I suppose if you wanted to bid, I'd think about it. You're going to get a dial tone immediately. If you said, Frank, I'm brand new. I don't know nothing about nothing. You were so nice to me. I'll just be square with you. If you would hire me, I would do whatever I had to do that was legal, ethical, and moral to make your life fantastic. You tell me how to make your life good, and I'll get to work right now. Like, come on. Is that needy? Maybe a little, but so what? Like, there's nothing wrong with telling a guy, hey, let's do this. So that's how you handle that guy. But what I'd like to see you do is start creating systems that are going to attract people to you automated, right? So dealing with people one-on-one is fine. You can grow a business that way. It's a lot of work. And if you stop working, the people stop coming. And it's hard. So long-term, that's not a good strategy. I would really look for where are these people all the time. And I'm totally making up the phone. I don't know if that's the case. But say you find out Frank's all on the phone. Well, then I would become an expert telemarketer. I would hire a telemarketer. That would be my system. If Frank likes direct mail, then I'd do direct mail. If Frank if he likes free food, I'd have a lunch and learn every week for 10 francs where I bought them all lunch and talked to them or gave them something of value. So the big thing is find out who they are, find out what their pain is, and then find a creative way to solve that pain for free. Before you're even a customer, right? Like for me, it's a podcast. I get people on the show. I help them instead of saying, hey, I'm the best coach ever. Give me money and I'll coach you. I just coach them like, this guy's the best coach ever. Can I give you money? Much better, right? Help them in advance. And then they're going to use you. So that's what I would do. I'd find out who they are. And again, there's probably going to be two or three of them. I would find out what their pain is. I'd find a creative way to help them with that pain, whether it be taking them to lunch or whatever. And then I would help them. And if you help enough of them for free because you're a good human being, you'll be shocked at how they just line up at your doorstep wanting you to give them bids. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Any questions or should we hit the lightning round and give you an opportunity to share your brilliance with the universe?
No, that pretty much helped me get to where my mind was going originally. So that I do appreciate that. That I like
good. Good. That is what we're here for, sister. All right. Well, let's hit the cleaning nation. Let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Never stop hustling.
I'd argue with you if I could, but that's a good answer, Kayla. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other?
In the beginning, investigate who you are working for, because I had a situation where I got hired from somebody who was shady business, and they got shut down by the feds, and I had to chase them down for my money. So that was a big mistake. So do a little bit of a background behind the people that you are trying to have as clients.
And I'll tell you, that's another kind of hidden benefit of having a niche. Once you only deal with condos and that's all you do day in and day out, or any other niche, you'll kind of start getting a spider sense for that, right? Like when I first, it's a great advice, by the way. When I first started, I took on some clients that I probably shouldn't have taken on. And now I kind of get that sniff test of like, this client's not for me. Because I've dealt with so many owners of cleaning companies, you just start getting a vibe pretty quick as who's going to be successful and who's not. Same thing with a niche, right? If I was just dealing with anybody and everybody, I wouldn't have that sense developed as well. So I think that's great advice. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away, something big or small, that will make their lives better, even just a little bit?
It's okay to fail if you keep trying.
I love that. I think that is encouraging and it's wise and it's sums up a lot of stuff I believe in. Thank you for saying it better than I could have, Kayla. All right, Kayla, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, your inquisitiveness. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Kayla's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, go to growingcleaningcompany.com right now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.